This program at Sheba is well established, and experts say a teaching tool for using marijuana in other hospitals.
Do you think this could happen in the United States?
I don't know that there's yet enough really concrete evidence of cannabis's benefit that's satisfactory, at least in that context. I think it's going to come.
But it could be slow going.
The FDA has been great at approving studies, but National Institute of Drug Abuse has been really stonewalling and blocking any studies looking at therapeutic effects of cannabis, because that's not their mandate. Their mandate is to look at the harms of drug use.
It's very easy to blame an organization.
Dr. Nora Volkoff, who is the director of NIDA, says they are not standing in the way. She claims they are not the only government institute that approves marijuana research.
If you would come up with a grant that says, okay, this is going to be a treatment for drug addiction, then it would go to us. But if it's cancer, it goes to the Cancer Institute. If it is schizophrenia, it goes to NIMH. And so the institutes have a mission with certain diseases.
What is clear, there are bureaucratic hoops that most researchers simply don't want to jump through. Neuroscientist Carl Hart.
There are not many people studying marijuana. It's very difficult to get approval to study marijuana.
What's nice about Israel is that the government is helping the research to happen.
And it's research that could give hope to patients like Charlotte Figge.
I made it.